USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday, seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats. The president said that as part of the partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including the sharing of technology to help in that pursuit. The only other country that the U.S. has shared that knowledge with is the U.K. as part of a 1958 agreement. And Texas's attorney general has sued a Northeast Texas school district for including a mask mandate in the district's dress code. AG Ken Paxton filed the suit earlier this week, accusing the Paris Independent School District of defying a law banning mask mandates in the state's schools. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against the district on Wednesday, preventing the school from enforcing its mandate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission into orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. Astrophysicist Hakim Ulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist, and that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank on a military ship or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineers there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space, those that involve zero-G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here, because they're going much higher than they typically go.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a report on Wednesday in which staff did not take a stance on whether to support approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for booster shots. In the document, the agency's scientists said that all of the available data had yet to be verified. Dr. Adam Brown is chair of the COVID-19 National Task Force at Envision Healthcare and tells CBS News that he agrees that there are aspects of the effectiveness of a booster shot that we just don't yet know.
Booster shots in and of themselves are not that controversial. Remember, we get tetanus boosters. We also get hepatitis B boosters. But what makes this a bit more controversial is that we've seen in some countries around the world that booster shots have been effective in preventing breakthrough illnesses. We saw that in Israel. But what we don't know is really the timing of when these boosters should be given. We also don't know, and as was mentioned in the previous report, is if people are going to take them. Well over 40% of the United States still remains fully unvaccinated. So there does become a bit of a logistical issue that we have to consider if we are going to permit booster shots for the entire population of the United States that have already received vaccines. That said, we do have some evidence that boosters are important for especially the elderly, as well as some that received the vaccine very early when the vaccine was available, i.e. healthcare professionals.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.